You're listening to part two of Sunday Studios podcast, The Elephant in the Room on Win Without Pitching.
There are 12 proclamations in the book, but sa ating tatlo, out of the 12 proclamations, since nabasa na talaga natin to through and through, what is the proclamation that really spoke to you sa role nyo or sa atin in general? Bakit yun yung favorite nyo? Who wants to start? Claire?
Ako ano, we will not solve problems before we are paid and we will refuse to work at a law. Sorry siguro kasi finance.
Very finance.
Pero, minsan kasi, di ba, parang syempre mas nakamotivate kapag paid ka. Hindi, parang pangit naman nun. Pero, sa true lang, minsan done na yung project tapos hindi ka pa paid. So, ang tagal bago mo makuha. Pero, yung expenses mo, tapos na, nagastos mo na lahat, abonado ka pa. So, syempre, dun tayo sa, ano, payment muna.
And nasasana yung clients na parang, okay, sige, do this first, pay later, kahit may delays. So, it also defeats the purpose of us setting the standard for our company, no?
Siguro, and of course, siguro, ano din. Di ba parang, ang sarap mag-work knowing na bayad ka na. Parang,
ayos lahat.
Bayad ka na nang tama, bayad ka on time. Parang kahit yung mga employees natin, you can really see that not naman that they are motivated by money, but it is good to know na you're working and the company is being paid for the services that you render. So I okay. think iba rin yon, iba yung impact noon sa morale din ng mga creatives.
Oo.
Tsaka yung ano, working for exposure, yung sasabihin, yung offer ng clients na, ano, mm-hmm.
Portfolio nyo rin to.
Exposure, portfolio, foot in the door, ganyan. Uy, magandang topic din yan for another elephant in the room.
Madam,
makaka-relate dyan na, ano, creatives. Ikaw, Patch, ano naman yung favorite mo? Siyempre, ikaw gamit mo talaga.
Oo, sa akin naman, well, kung sa'yo sa finance, no, sa akin sa sales, BD nga, dalawa rin yung sa akin. Proclamation number two, which is, we will replace presentations with conversation. And then yung proclamation number nine, which is, we will address issues of money early. Dun sa number two, yung replace presentations with conversations, ang ganda dun sa yung sinabi sa book eh, na we need to get over our addiction of the big reveal. Na, kasi nakakatakot siya, but at the same time, as creators, nakaka-excite. Pag kunyari, sobrang gusto nila yung pitch. Nakaka-excite siya na, ah, yung sense of fulfillment mo nandun. Pero, hindi yun yung goal eh, na kailangan natin silang i-surprise. Kailangan parang instead of them saying na, oh my gosh, I love it. Dapat, ah, of course, ito yung magiging output ng Sunday. So more than proving to them na we're worth it, yung nakuha kong takeaway dun sa proclamation number two is we just need to let them know na yung competencies natin and capabilities, no? And sa business development, we have a very big role to set up the client to have that mindset na, okay, these guys are the experts and I trust them that they can deliver what I need. We want them to know what we can do already, more than yun nga, proving to them our worth. So, instead of pitching to them an idea, which is what we kept doing all those years, ngayon, ang conversation is we focus on explaining to them our process, our credentials, and also show them the best case studies of relevant projects to show them that we are more than capable in working on the project. And it also builds that level of trust, you know? And yun nga, it shifts the paradigm of us just being suppliers to being experts, you know? We can diagnose their problem and we can find the right solutions for them. Not just them telling us directions, then we work on it, tapos it's up to them to say yes or no. Because we want them to know that they're coming to us because they have a problem, not because they just need a poster designed or a video editing bang. And then, number nine naman, yung we will address issues of money early. Ito yung best learning to sa akin na you don't have to wait until the last minute to discuss pricing. Kasi ganun yung format ko before na grabe ako mag-effort, talaga explain ko lahat. And then sa dulo, ah, ito pala yung price namin. Pero, sayang din yung effort of nurturing this lead, di ba? Because at the end of it all, hindi naman pala kaya ng budget. Sayang rin sa oras ng client or ng prospect kasi hindi naman pala sila mag-move forward sa project eh. And sometimes, prolonging money talks, that really derails you. Kasi, yun eh, dahil na-feel mo na sayang naman yung effort na grabe yung binigay kong effort for this lead, I'll just agree to their budget para matapos na to. But, again, what Win Without Pitching is teaching us that we have to price based on our value. So, in that regard, by just adjusting for the sake of closing, it means nilalessen rin natin yung value natin as experts. And this is what we really had to learn, no? Yung nga, that not all clients are for you. Not all projects are for you. And yun, like what JL mentioned, na by saying no right away to these projects that are not a good fit, it opens up more opportunities for us to accommodate the right ones. So itong two proclamations talaga really hit me hard and really affected or changed the way I do my role now. Ikaw, JM, from a creative point of view naman, since you're leading the creative team, ano yung favorite proclamation?
Sa akin, isa lang. Ito yung pinapi-favorite ko, pero ito yung last sa 12th proclamation, which is, we will hold our heads high. Magbabasa lang ako ng excerpt from the book. Sabi dito, we will see ourselves as professional practitioners who bring real solutions to our clients' business problems. We will seek respect above money, for only when we are respected as experts, we will be paid the money that we seek. O parang we need to position ourselves and develop ourselves or invest in ourselves to be an expert in our field. Also as a creative, sobrang inspiring sa akin yung pinaka-last part ng book. Yung section niya, yung the gift that we might give. Basahin ko yung excerpt. We possess something that most others do not. We see what others cannot. We can conceive what does not exist yet. At our very best, we have it within us to lay out the future and lead people to it. When we imagine ourselves at our best, we can see again the change that we might bring to the world. We can see the power we have to move people and organizations at our best. What problem can we not solve? In banding together with others like us, other creatives, what change can we not bring about? Dito sa part na to, nung pinapakinggan ko siya through an audiobook, halos matiri-eye na ako kasi talagang na-feel ko yung self-respect dito sa part na to. And dun mo marirealize talaga na only if you put value in yourself, only that value can be seen by others, especially your clients, no? Na kailangan self-respecting ka, diba? That you see yourself really as an expert, that you actually are working on making yourself an expert, but also realizing that our talents, our skills are unique and have real world value to businesses, organizations, and to other people, no? And only when that self-respect and that self-value that we put in ourselves, that's the only time that people will see it and value it as well.
Ganda nun. Tapos na yung podcast. Yun na yun. Hindi ko alam paano ika-cut. Sobrang, ang ano niya, ang bigat, ang ganda niya pakinggan. Medyo na teary-eyed din ako nun. Ang ganda nga niya pag ano, parang more than reading, pag naririnig mo ko para sabihin ng, ano, it's a creative from your perspective. And itong Win Without Pitching, dito contained sa aming tatlo lang to all the listeners listening, no? I mean, we really take this book seriously and we want to really embed it dito sa culture ng Sunday Studio. So we also included this dun sa mga step-up trainings for our team, for them to really understand, yun nga, kay JM na know your worth as a creative, but also the business side, no, yung sinare nga ni Claire sa finance side and also sa akin sa business development, because kailangan alam nyo yun eh, for us to really be effective as a business, kailangan aligned tayo doon sa philosophy na to, dito sa mindset na to. So, yun. And ang ganda rin ng impact sa team when we ran this module to them. Yung sinabi ni JM na natili ay dyan dun sa audiobook, ganun din yung naging reaction ng mga art directors and other creatives na kasama doon sa training na yun. It really gives you a different perspective of your value in the business. So, ang ganda talaga. So, you know, guys, if you want to learn more about this book, especially to our listeners who are creatives as well, no, we really highly recommend this. Hindi, bilhin nyo yung book. Hindi, wala kaming cut dito. Hindi kami affiliate marketing. But just, we just really want to share our insights with you guys. Kasi, to anyone, baka kailangan nyo itong marinig. So, ito na yung sign na win without pitching. Win without pitching.
Yeah, so exciting yung mga susunod pang mga topics na i-discuss natin sa new season natin, no? So, kahit sobrang daldal namin, ito try namin siya to keep short. Ito try namin siya maging makes para yung only the most valuable parts yung maiwan dun sa mga discussion. More of this in the next episodes ng aming podcast. So, hopefully, makasama pa din namin kayo sa mga next episodes.
And you know, as mentioned, this season we really want to talk about hard to discuss topics, yung the elephant in the room nga ng mga sa creative industry. So keep on listening. We have a lot more to discuss about, and we'll see you on the next episode. Thanks, JM. Thanks, Claire.
Thanks, Patch.
Thank you.
This wraps up our episode for today. Tune in next week as we talk more about elephant in the room topics. See you at the next one.